Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me today. How are you, boys?
Doing good, man.
You know.
Just you know, that's all you got, CJ?
It's here. It's good.
You're getting low, Greg.
Yeah, yes.
I keep reminding this every show.
Well, Bubble Boy's already broke into the liquor cabinet, and you are drinking what today?
Small batch handcrafted rum.
Hmm.
Black Barrel from Mount Gay.
Mount Gay. It's Captain Walt DeMartini's favorite.
That is
concoction.
Not a verb.
Good stuff.
It's not his special recipe, but we do have Captain Walt with us, connected via the web there at the Gomez Hilton. Walt, you still have any of your special rum left, or has that magically evaporated? What is the deal there? Walt, come in. Press that button, Walt. I hear you. I see you, but I don't hear you. Where are you, Walt? What happened? I see Casey. Casey is connected. The tobacco.
Hello, gentlemen.
Yep, he's there.
Where?
But Captain Walt has his microphone muted, I believe, there.
You're drinking the wrong liquor.
That could be. He just has something muted at the moment.
For today, it should be Irish whiskey.
Ah, that's true.
That's right.
It is St. Patrick's Day.
Isn't that tomorrow?
Is that tomorrow? What do you mean?
St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow.
No, it's the 18th. It's actually Monday.
Yeah, it's St. Patrick's Day.
No, it's actually Sunday. It's Sunday, the 17th, but you can't cram enough Irish partying into just one day.
Good point.
True.
All right. So, yeah, we're not diving. So, another excuse to celebrate a Scuba Radio happy hour.
Why am I drinking water?
I don't know.
You're a sissy.
You were sounding like you were drinking the rum.
Yeah, the mean green Irish cream.
No wonder you were. He was just kind of subdued when I went to him before. Now that explains it. He hadn't.
I'm dehydrated.
Yeah, you hadn't had a little sip.
I had a little spirit of rum.
It's actually simpler than that, Greg.
It is. How so?
Yes. He's a sissy.
No, he doesn't know.
He's a sissy.
He doesn't know.
Sorry, Greg. I am back online.
There he is.
I believe.
Ah, see, Walt is moving a little slow after last week's mishap. Yeah, when we were on the air, live on the air, you know, I don't know if this guy across. That well, I didn't really realize what had happened to our buddy Captain Walt DeMartini, but you know, as he is serving up guests, he had Captain Amber with him there at the Tiki Hut at the Gomez Hilton in South Florida last weekend. He was going to run for some supplies and fell off the dock or something. Is that right, Captain Walt? And this the only thing we missed is the splash. We didn't hear the splash.
I actually fell off the float that was under the dock.
Aha, the floating dock there at the Gomez Hill. Dock.
And he landed on a manatee.
No, he scraped his arm up pretty good on some barnacles. He had a barnacle injury. And so we're glad to have
him
back.
Deep sea manatee.
I thought you guys were, you know, when Amber said something about it on the air last week, I thought she was kind of joking, but she wasn't.
No, I was serious.
You scratched up your arm pretty good there, huh, Captain Walt?
Well, they told me to drink copious amounts of Mount Gay Black Barrel rum.
Uh-huh.
It would all come to heal. Do you notice my new chapeau that I have on today?
Very nice. Very nice chapeau.
Yes. And Bubble Boy is with you in spirits, literally.
Who's your doctor? Dr. Vinny Boombot?
Hey! Yeah, what's the deal with the hat? Why the topper this week there, Captain Walt? Well,
It's St. Patty's Day.
Oh, okay, of course.
St. Patty's Day.
Right. Why,
are
what
you
am
guys
I thinking?
Listening to nothing I tell you?
I totally ignore St. Patrick's Day.
Well, you do?
Most of the time.
Because you're a sissy.
Yeah, pinch him, bubble boy. He's not wearing green, is he?
That's tomorrow, dick.
That's right. Hey, quit it. Just stop that. That's not appropriate. All right,
pinch
look.
Pinch him again.
Richard.
If this is a sign of things to come, we're in deep trouble. So let's bring in the big guns. We got Rachel from Explore Ventures connected via big FaceTime guns. Today. Rachel, how are you? Come on
I'm
in.
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. She's like popping something there. I don't know.
She keeps us out of trouble.
Lobster.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you celebrating St. Patrick's Day where you are, Rachel, or is that not a thing? Because you're up in Canada, aren't you?
I'm currently in Vancouver where it's nice and sunny, and yes, they do celebrate here.
Are you flicking a flint? Is that what's going on?
That's a snapping turtle.
Could it be? It might be.
Must be some feedback.
Pop rocks. Oh, it's no. Pop rocks and Coke.
Ah, that's it.
That's how they celebrate up in the Great White North, I think. It's a cultural thing. Actually, Rachel is with us to talk about liveaboard diving, as she often does here on Scuba Radio, and thank God she does to keep us on track. The bonus is that after we're done chatting with her, she's going to join everybody in Facebook Live and hang out for a while. So if you want to really dig deep into what liveaboard diving is all about and what Explore Ventures can do for you for your next dive adventure, make sure you get on Facebook Live with us at Scuba Radio today, because she will be able to answer all those in-depth questions. However, we got her live on the show right now. So what has been going on? I mean, there's a lot of things we got to talk about, right, Rachel?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of things been going on for us recently. And, you know, we'll be on board with you with some upcoming shows and some giveaways that I know you'll be talking about as well. So just lots of things going on. We have some interesting things going on in the Caribbean.
Right. Well, we got to get out the big hubbub. Last few weeks has been Explore Ventures been running these crazy, insane specials.
Insane, crazy.
And the same thing. And I thought they were done, but you guys actually extended them out one more week through St. Patrick's Day weekend. Is that right?
Yes, we still have some spaces available, so we decided to extend out. We have some weeks sold out already, but steep discounts, anywhere from 20% to 30% on some of our most popular liveaboards. You know, Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, as well as Caribbean Explorer 2.
That's crazy.
Insane.
Exactly. and I'll tell you, the deals that they offer are pretty amazing. I mean, that's a very good description when you look at some of the discounts you can get on some of the trips they do during this crazy, insane special thing. So if you haven't taken advantage of it all already, go to exploreventures.com or give them a call, better yet, 1-800-322-3577, and just ask, hey, what's out there? And some of the highlights right now are, do you have some specific weeks so that they're doing the crazy, insane thing on, or they'll have to just dig in themselves? Online.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of weeks that we have posted on this website. I just shared the link in the Facebook comments, but we're almost sold out in the Caribbean. So May 4th to 11th is one of our last weeks there, and it's only $10.95 per person.
Wow.
So that's, we can live aboard there, and then we also have Humboldt Explorer and Galapagos has some remaining spots as well. Right soon as well, if you're interested in getting out in April. We have April 15th to 22nd open as well.
Wow. I'll tell you what. Some of these prices, it's cheaper to go out on one of these liveaboard trips and stay home for a week, because you got all your food, everything done. It's pretty amazing stuff. Now, you alluded to it earlier. BTS happening literally in 2 weeks. In Secaucus, New Jersey. We're going to be there with Explore Ventures opening the show. We have a massive giveaway for people that show up early, and I'm pretty excited about this because it's always fun giving away a free liveaboard trip. But when you give away one to a brand new location that I've never been to and that I know a lot of people have on their bucket list, like the Red Sea, this is going to be a spectacular giveaway, and all you have to do is show up at the entrance of the show before it opens at 9 a.m. So like 8:30, make sure you get there early, and we're going to do this little giveaway. I know you're not going to join us, but you're pretty excited about that, right, Rachel?
Definitely. It's always exciting to be able to give away one of our newest liveaboard destination trips.
Yeah.
So
we're working out an itinerary for an October visit to the Red Sea liveaboard with Explore Ventures. Soon we'll share that in the coming weeks. Also, if you can't make Beneath the Sea in New Jersey a couple weeks, in Long Beach at the Scuba Show in May, we're giving away a spot on the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise to go dive with me for a week.
What?
Yeah, June 1st.
What?
In Saba St. Kitts. We got that trip coming up. So you can book it. You can call them and join us regardless. But if you're at the Scuba Show, show up early just the same way. I think it opens at 10 a.m. on the left coast for the Scuba Show. Show up about 9:30, and we're going to pull someone out of the audience and make them, I think, pretty happy because they're going to win a trip. Right there. So, and that'll be for our next
Man,
radio.
You know what? Group. If I was at that show and I was in the audience and I was eligible and I won that trip, I'd be yeah.
You wouldn't be eligible. So,
right.
No way
but I mean,
win.
If I won, I'd be like, hell
no,
yeah.
No, it won't work. No, it won't work at all. All right. Rachel's going to hang in Facebook Live. You'll answer all their questions there. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Saba St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
So they get me out on this boat and they start to passing out the gear. They hand me my flippers, fins there, and I slip them on. Then they give me my mask. Now I'm about to put my mask on. When I look over, and I see 23 people spit into their mask. I'm going, now what is this for? But I figured it was one of them life-saving techniques. So I put a lot of spit in my mask because I didn't want to get down there and run out.
Well, I'm on the deep end. Yes, I'm on the deep end.
Okay, we can do that here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master.
What? I'm going down.
Okay. You're in the right place, for sure. Come on. All right. Okay. So, look, Rachel from Explorer Ventures is in the Scuba Radio Facebook Live chat room right now, answering all your questions about liveaboard diving and then some. Just throw whatever you like at her. She can answer it. She knows what it's all about. A couple little tidbits that we didn't get to dive into when I had her on in the last segment. I want to make sure we got this out there, that the CX2, the boat that we're going to be on June 1st for the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise, has just went through a complete Stage 2 refit. And, you know, they've redone a lot of the boat and bathrooms and rooms and stuff like that. So it's been, like, upgraded and all that kind of stuff. So it's in fine shape right now. It literally just came out of, you know, going through that process.
Nobody asked me, but I have a liveaboard tip.
You do?
From the one liveaboard I went on.
Really? And that was the Turks and Caicos one, right?
Yeah, awesome.
And?
The tip is, you probably don't need to pack socks.
You don't need socks. You honestly don't.
That takes up valuable space.
Yeah, you don't need...
Or underwear.
Whoa!
Hey, now.
Hey, easy. This is a family show.
Well, not exactly.
What's wrong with you?
Undergarments.
Freewheeling.
Free balling.
That's my favorite Tom Petty song.
So yeah, you don't really got to pack a lot of stuff on a liveaboard trip. Yeah, socks actually you don't need. You don't even need shoes, with the exception of getting to the boat. Because once you get to the boat, they ask you to take them off, and you pretty much go, you know, shoeless for the entire week.
Joe Jackson.
Yeah.
Those out of here. Get out of here with your shoes.
But there are a lot of cool specials available right now with their crazy, insane specials. But the CX2,
crazy,
which has been
insane.
Around. Yeah. It's been around for a while, but it's kind of nice. It just went through that retrofit. So if you think you've been on the CX2 in the past, you really haven't.
Oh, you'd be mistaken.
That's right, because they
be
totally
sadly
redid it.
You'd be happily mistaken.
New walls, paint, showers, updated dive deck. It's just really nice, and that's a nice boat. Boat, regardless. I mean, it's laid out really well. You know, with the basics as far as, you know, getting familiar with the vessel. So I'm looking forward to getting back there in June. So
I don't know if people realize how much you don't do on a liveaboard dive vessel. You don't have to worry about eating. You
right.
don't have to worry about drying off, diving, filling your tank. Nothing.
Or drinking.
You simply get up and go diving.
It is an amazing way to experience the underwater world, and definitely the way that will spoil you rotten. It's kind of like going right for the best, right out of the
It really is.
So if you haven't done it, you ought to do it. They actually got an article on exploreventures.com right now, Liveaboards for Beginners, 8 Tips for First Timers. And I think they got actually a picture of me in the water in front of the CX2.
What? I'm going to look this up right now. What is it? ExploreVentures.com?
Yeah, ExploreVentures.com. It's in their news.
It's always about you, Greg.
Well, it just happened to be I had a pretty cool picture of me with the CX2 in the background. We were anchored off the coast there of Saba. Right off of Diamond Rock. So Diamond Rock is in the background. Do you see it?
I'm laughing. Well,
what do you mean you're laughing?
I
look good.
No, I thought you
make that look good.
I thought you were just saying crazy insane, but yeah. It literally does say crazy insane special.
That's right.
Woo!
I told you.
I didn't just
make it up or
Thank
anything.
Thank you, Will Smith.
Yeah. So anyway.
What am I looking for again?
Well, the liveaboards for beginners, 8 tips for first timers. It's on
what?
The news tab.
Oh, tips.
Tips, yeah. So if you've never been on a liveaboard, you got a little article you can read, and it might have
tips.
Would
that be in latest news?
It would be under news, and then liveaboards for beginners, 8 tips for first timers.
What is happening with this thing?
Where's Waldo?
Yeah. Our intranet is moving a bit slow there for...
There we go.
Operator here.
Bubble boy. Hey, Jerry the Diver guy's here. I can just hear him. Yeah, I can
What's
hear him.
What's going
now.
On?
Happy St. Patrick's Day there, Jerry.
Yeah. It's colder than crap.
It is.
Not here.
Yeah.
Glad I'm not you.
Daggone little leprechauns.
Okay. All right.
What are you wearing that's green, Jerry?
My underwear's green.
It's not Sunday!
Too much information. Let's just not go there. Pick up a green beer and celebrate accordingly since you're not diving. But once again, Rachel is in Facebook Live. So if you got questions about liveaboard diving, take advantage of her. Use her, abuse her.
And, no, don't take advantage of her.
That's the best. Well, no, you can do that online like that. That's fine. So anyway, a lot to dive in today. And being that it is St. Patrick's Day weekend, I thought it was only appropriate that I throw this question out to the crew today. Are you feeling any pressure to dive green? Nothing? I got nothing from nobody?
I'm pretty green already.
No, I mean, have you thought about, you know, being a little bit more, you know, like environmentally sensitive and that kind of thing?
I wear reef safe.
I'm very sensitive.
Yeah? How so?
Stop
what do you mean?
Telling me that.
He's emotional.
He's okay emotional. Now. Yeah. I don't know.
Bastards.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the phones. 888-88-SCUBA. Hi, who's this? Come on in. Who is this? He hung up.
Yeah, wrong answer.
Can you blame him? I would hang up on me, too. So but do you guys feel have you been jumping on the the Green New Deal bandwagon and thinking like are there ways to dive green, or are you just thinking like hey you know they got this
we're
green
not that
river
stupid
in Chicago
according to the Green New Deal we could only do shore dives we can't burn fossil
okay
fuel.
All right I guess I'm not getting anywhere with that one but what about diving the river in Chicago that's been dyed green. Would that be kind of a fun thing to
do? No, too cold.
Well, it'd be too cold, sure. And I don't know, the
too
green dye. The dye would make things like zero viz, I guess, too, wouldn't it? Or would it?
Maybe just on the surface. I don't know if it floats. Or
yeah,
I
mean, could it be like a transparent type green?
I got a cease and desist from the AOC campaign.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Right,
I smell a setup.
No.
That's it. That's all he's got.
They found that I was Bubble Boy, and they're like, what's in your bubbles?
Soap? I'm thinking soap.
Yeah, I don't think we want to know. We don't want
methane
to pop that
bubble. Count, Bubble Boy.
Yeah, okay.
I said it's methane, not carbon dioxide.
Well, ways to dive green. That's what I was thinking, guy. So you need to
if
think
you
about
dive in the river, aren't you having to avoid all the bodies and cement blocks?
Ah, well, that sounds like an adventure.
Clean it up. Be part of the solution.
Okay, there you go. See, now you're getting the hang of this. You're getting with the program. About damn time. More coming up. Stay close. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. And then also we have, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Jerry the Diver Guy, and Walt DeMartini connected via the web there.
Yeah,
they're all chiming
here
in.
Here I is.
Now, CJ found the article, the 8 tips on liveaboard diving for beginners, right?
Yes, I did.
This is the first tip, isn't it, Greg?
What do you mean?
That's the first tip, wasn't it?
What?
Not before diving.
Not well.
Got on a boat yet.
That's true. He's trying to, dive into the fact that your booze is included in the package.
He slipped
price
and fell on the poop.
Sounds like beer to me.
That would be included in the liveaboard trip. If you book one with Explore Adventures on many of their itineraries, including the Save a St. Kitts. But you found that article.
Yeah, and I found your picture.
You did find my picture.
You're
right
there floating on the line looking very happy
in
Saba.
There you go. See? Yeah, that got, I guess, circulated out through the web and through some like email blast and stuff last week. And people started emailing like...
And you're like, hey, that's me.
No. I got emails from some listeners who said, Greg, you're everywhere. Can you please not do this? We hear you enough once a week on Scuba Radio. To see you beyond that is a bit much.
Really pushing it.
A little over the top.
I miss you, buddy. I can't get enough of you. I need to see more of you, actually.
Okay. That's the green beer talking. Yeah.
And I feel the same way, too.
Golly, you guys. You're making this very
we
awkward.
Miss you, Greg.
Speaking of Mount Gay.
Oh, brother. Okay. Anyway, I wanted to talk
a
little bit about how you could potentially dive green or greener. You know, Explorer Ventures, they're actually a green liveaboard fleet. They belong
Bubble
to
Boy had an green excellent initiative. Excellent way that he dives green.
Really?
We'll tell you about it right after this. Stay close.
Oh, my. Well, thank you, CJ. He's doing my job. I love it. I'll just sit back and relax here on the world's first radio show devoted to dive.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Remember, you're swimming right now. Enjoy it. Don't grab for the water, man. Relax and just float. This is awesome.
Scuba diving. Scuba diving. Scuba diving. Scuba diving.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to scuba diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio, Jerry the Diver Guy, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Walt DeMartini connected via the web. We definitely got a full crew. All right. So, by the way, a little program note, we're going to check in with Bob Harris. He's our legislative liaison.
Ooh, I didn't know we had one of those.
We do. We do. In Tallahassee, Florida. Florida Dive-In Day is next week. I think it's Tuesday. And we're going to get a little preview of what that event is all about here coming up on the show. But like I said, I'm talking a little bit about being a green diver since it is St. Patrick's Day weekend. Bubble Boy has a technique that he evidently has incorporated into his diving style. What, no straws? What do you no plastic straws? What is it there, Bubble Boy?
Yes, no plastic straws, Greg.
Is that it? Is that all you're doing?
Yes.
No, it had something to do with lionfish.
Oh, you mean slaughtering lionfish wholesale? Mass murder of an invasive species? Yes.
Okay. All right.
Is
so,
that okay?
I don't know if that's green as much as it's red, sounds like, but yes.
And they're delicious.
They are tasty. And that is a way you could contribute as being a green diver, is you could go on a lionfish hunt. Go join a lionfish derby. Or something.
You can cut the spines off and throw them at your friends.
No, that's not green.
Kids, don't stay in school.
That would just be cool.
Oh, boy.
Blow dart.
Yeah, okay. What? Take one of the plastic straws and turn it into a lionfish blow darting machine?
Yes. No, you use their spines.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, yeah.
You
use
your spines
as
friends and enemies.
You can use
the
spines as straws.
Like,
you have to clean them first.
Okay.
Hey, look.
Ninja.
Craig's been over. Shooting.
No, that's
dive
not
ninja.
Appropriate. No, I mean, things you can do. The one tip that I always share with, especially when I'm teaching a dive class, is, as you learn how to dive and become a diver, the one thing you should try to at least be aware of is if you see trash underwater and it hadn't been there for a long time. I mean, if it's a bottle and like critters have started to, live in it, leave it alone because it's turned into part of the habitat. But if it's like, you see some plastic laying down there that looks relatively new or something, or obviously cups, garbage or whatever, grab it, stick it in your BC pocket and get it out of the environment.
A tire.
A tire would be a bit much. No, you wouldn't want to
do
that. You could let the people on the boat know that there's a tire that shouldn't be down there. But, a lot of times they use tires as artificial reef structure type things, too.
No,
so you've got to be careful.
A tire. A diver wearing a holy flannel wetsuit.
What is he talking about? I need an interpreter.
It's the Mount Gay.
You said watch out for trash.
Okay.
Pick up the trash. You see a diver in a holy flannel wetsuit.
He's making a play on words. It's a homonym.
Ah,
a tire.
What he said was blah, 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 blah.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Exactly.
Okay.
Thanks.
Hey, Greg, you know what's funny? On this Explore Ventures website where your picture is,
yeah,
your picture was, and I don't think this is an accident, your picture is posted by tip number 7. Don't forget medication for seasickness.
Well, they didn't call me the chunkster for nothing.
Exactly.
You're welcome.
Someone knew, put this together, knew exactly what they were doing.
Yeah. I don't have that problem really anymore, though. I mean, my first year or two of being a diver.
Because you're on the pill?
No. I got my sea legs.
Sea lice?
Legs. and I don't get seasick hardly at all anymore, unless it's really rough and the boat's kind of small. On a liveaboard trip, I've hardly ever gotten sick at all. Period. Actually, I can't even think that I've ever gotten sick.
Well, they're so insanely stable.
What about land legs, Craig? Do you have a problem with land legs?
Oh, yeah. Don't we all? That's why I'm a diver. The more time I can spend in the water, the better.
I just thought of something I do green.
Yeah, what is
inadvertently,
that?
Inadvertently, without even trying, by not diving as much as I'd like to.
Yeah.
So I'm not having any impact on the ocean.
Oh, but you're messing up the land.
Oh, yeah, true.
See?
I thought we were just talking about the ocean.
It's that carbon footprint.
That's right. You're making a bigger mess, I think. You know, in the ocean, you're away from everything else.
Way to back me up.
Is there a tip in there about land adjustment?
Land adjustment. What
remember
do you mean?
When we were in Freeport, the liveaboard, and we got to like the pier, and I was standing on the pier. I'm like, oh, this is a floating pier. And Greg's like, no, dude, no.
I don't know what he's talking about again. Jerry,
it's the reverse of sea legs. It's like you feel like you're floating.
Oh, you mean when you get off of the boat after a week?
After a week of being on the boat, you're like you can't handle stable land. You think you're still floating.
Right. And then you walk around.
My advice to you, drink heavily.
Yes. That'll at least give you a reason to be walking around.
You can host it properly.
That'll equalize your membranes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Walt can vouch because he fell off of one last week when he fell off the floating dock, I guess. And that is a pretty good excuse.
It wasn't floating, Craig.
He didn't have his sea legs.
I'm being green today, though.
Yeah, you are? By
he's
doing
got his simple green out.
Okay. He's cleaning the docks with some... that's the thing. You can use...
Aren't you glad you use bio?
Like some biodegradable cleaners and stuff on your dive gear and stuff. You can do that. Reef Safe makes an entire line of products to clean your wetsuit and wash and all that.
I heard about
that. Yeah. So you can do that. That'd be a green thing to do.
It's called Blue.
Well, no, that's a different cleaner.
Actually, that's a different thing.
They actually have some dive-related stuff, too. But, yeah, their new product, Blue, is a new cleaner for boats and coolers and things like that to eliminate cooler stink.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, because, one of the problems is, in the sea, the fish, you don't smell them, right? But you take them out of the water, you put them in a cooler after a day of fishing or something, or spear fishing, and then you open up that cooler after a couple hours. Whoa! Yeah. Don't go in there!
Good night, Irene.
And they make a deodorizer cleaner now.
Yeah, CJ, remember when we went bug hunting with Greg a couple years ago and he had that little vacuum sealer for the lobster and he left it in the trunk of his car?
Oh, God, that's right.
What are you talking about?
You left that thing in the trunk of your car. By the time we got back, we opened it. I'm like, oh, God. It smelled like rotten dead lobster.
I don't recall any of this.
I do.
I blocked that out a long time ago.
Powerful smell.
Yeah. I don't know what you guys are talking about. I really don't. So, anyway... what you could be, as far as trying to be a green diver is
easy for you to say.
I think, using St. Patrick's Day in a positive light like that, I think is appropriate.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
As opposed to just talking about drinking, everyone else.
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Wait,
right.
You could go diving and not drink, but you could still be celebrating by being a green and, environmentally sensitive diver.
Yes. I get it now. Now I know why you're rambling.
Okay.
All right. Much time we got left?
Oh, we got to fill a 2-hour show.
Listening to Green Day
does
not make you a green diver.
What about green jelly?
Yes, definitely. That counts. I mean, it's jelly. It's gelatinous.
Gelatinous
makes perfectly good
goo.
Right. Okay. So, also, once again, we got Bob Harris. He's coming up here in just a bit. Hopefully, we're going to connect with him. He's our legislative liaison in Tallahassee, Florida, capital of Florida, and they got a big dive-in day next week. Tom Ingram's going to join us a little later on from the DEMA show. Now, last week we told you about this new research project that the DEMA organization shared with the world. It ends up, you know, it was talking about what does the industry need to do to promote diving to bring more, especially the younger folks, into our community, into our club of divers. And humbly, I say,
threaten them with violence.
Well, that's one way you could threaten them. And maybe that's what I do. But actually, one of the some of the things that came up in the focus group was that scuba radio was a very good vehicle to alert the world and tell people about how cool it is to be divers, and we should do more to
because it's on your phone and the kids are always on the phone.
Yes, see, so you know,
I just want to be like us, CJ.
Well, you know, sharing the love of diving is what we do on scuba radio, and that evidently registered with some of the people that they had surveyed, which was humbling, and I love that too, because that is kind of what we do every week, right? We're all about bringing more people into our little club of divers, and
yes,
that's what this show is built on. So, yeah, we're going to dive into that a little bit later on, as well as telling. I'm going to share my thoughts.
I thought it was based on fear, the element of surprise, and an almost fanatical devotion to the Pope.
Ah, yes. There's that, too. Yeah. More coming up. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, Reef-Safe Sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, Reef Safe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For Reef Safe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, Reef Safe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. Go with the original. Reef Safe. For more info, go to ReefSafeSun.com.
Protect the sea and you and me. ReefSafeSun.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
How can you possibly have fun with a jellyfish?
Oh, you can do a lot of things with a jellyfish. You know, we got to talk about some viral videos. Because there's a bunch out this week. And one with a jellyfish is one of them. We got to get to this whale where the snorkeler was swallowed by the whale.
Yeah.
You guys saw that, right?
Yeah.
Everybody saw that?
No.
Almost.
Didn't see that.
He was almost swallowed.
Well, I mean, he was.
Save
yeah.
me.
Say it again, Jerry. What?
Save me, Geppetto. Save me.
Yeah, I don't think he was heard saying that. And I think it was off the coast of South Africa, I think. Does that sound right?
Everything's off the coast of South Africa.
I know. It's always South Africa.
Before we talk about that, I want to talk about the octopus video.
What octopus video?
So there's a viral video out there of this diver who has befriended a little octopus. Have you seen this? And you can actually follow their relationship online.
Thanks for sending it to me.
Was it Sean Connery?
You didn't see this? Seriously?
That's Octopussy.
Elora and Egbert. I'm guessing Egbert is the octopus, and Elora is the diver. And it's a woman and octopus are best friends. Just Google it, and it'll pop right up on YouTube. And she's documenting their friendship, you know, as this diver went down underwater and learned how to... Well, interact with this little octopus. It's not a big one. It's, you know, no bigger than your hand. But, I mean, obviously, she's developed a little relationship with this octopus. It's actually pretty freaking cool. I love it. I think it's a neat little thing.
Nothing like octopus love.
Okay. You say that. Way to make it creepy.
It really sucks.
The thing is, I've never really considered... relationships with divers. You hear them having interactive play with nurse sharks or a group, or even, you know, we've had come across that before. The only interaction I've heard about octopus in the past in our 22 years of doing this show has been in Cayman Brac, where they warned me before we started the night dive that, hey, we have a lot of octopus or octopi on this dive. And guys, if you're wearing board shorts, you're free balling like we were talking about earlier, be careful because they are attracted to warm spots, and they've had incidents. But that doesn't sound like a positive interaction experience with an octopus to me.
Octopus.
As a guy. Now, everybody else watching it might find it, wow, that was awesome. I'll never forget that night dive.
An octopus in your shorts.
Or are you just happy to see me?
So I'm guessing you weren't wearing a wetsuit.
Right. Yeah, you're just going, you know, it's nice summer evening and, you know, you don't have to wear a wetsuit.
I did not know that about octopus.
Well, I didn't either. It didn't happen to me. They just warned us, if you're diving like that tonight, just beware and be careful if you see the octopus. But this girl, Eleanor, Elora is her name. And Egbert is the octopus. What? Eleanor and Egbert. What? What are you laughing at, Bubble Boy? It's the truth.
No, it's just...
And she's
Tell me later.
They're documenting their relationship online for people to follow along. I can't believe you guys haven't seen that video. It's been viewed by like...
No, like I said, people. Thanks for sending it to me.
I don't have to spoon feed you everything. Oh, yes, maybe I do. Yes.
Do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I didn't see it. Did you guys truly see it on your own? Anybody else see it?
I didn't get to see it. I didn't get that.
See?
What?
Either. It's not just me, Greg.
I think it is just you. Walt saw it. Right. Well, Walt, in your years of diving, have you ever heard of any divers befriending like a resident octopus like that, where it'd start to interact with the diver and reach out, grab its hand, and crawl over?
Only octopee-pee.
Okay, I'm not sure what that means, but it doesn't sound appropriate, whatever it is. And in today's world, would get you arrested.
It seems like something Captain Slate would do.
Yeah. Yeah, it wouldn't work in this Me Too environment right now, I think. It'd get you in trouble. But I don't know. This video is pretty cool, and it's basically, you know, making a pet of, you know, a critter, or just having a relationship. And when I dug a little deeper on the video...
When you say relationship, it's a little weird.
Well, no, I mean, the octopus obviously recognizes... Quit it. The octopus obviously recognizes this diver and comes out of its hole and greets him, or her, I should say, and reaches out with his or her tentacles and, like, you know, walks on his hand.
Does she feed it?
No, I don't know. It doesn't show that in the video. It sounded like, you know, you see in the video, like, she'll offer him up a little shell, and he'll grab the shell and put it in his house. Oh, thanks. I was doing a little renovations here at the old Octopus Hotel. Thank you. I appreciate that, Elora. So, And then, of course, she says, "You're welcome, Egbert."
Egbert.
Yeah, I'm guessing she came up with that name. But you know, but if you dig deeper in the videos, yeah, evidently, I didn't realize octopus are. I mean, I don't think they're common, but people put them in aquariums, which I'm not a fan of that. But evidently, it's one of those things that some aquarianist. How do you say that?
Aquarius.
Yeah.
The age of.
Yeah, and they put them in aquariums, and I'm not a fan of that at all. But having a little relationship, like if you're a dive master,
you live saying in a relationship.
What would it be?
Friendship.
Can't you feel the love tonight?
No singing. No singing on St. Patrick's Day weekend. Come on, Jerry. Inappropriate. Totally okay, right anyway, and we'll get into the diver or snorkeler that was swallowed by the whale, or at least engulfed or gulped into. I don't know. We'll get into that. Talk to Tom Ingram, Bob Harris, bunch of stuff happening in an hour or two. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Under the sea. Each little slug here, cutting a rug here. Under the sea. Each little snail here, know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we in luck here, down in the muck here. Under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.